Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of June 15th, 2020, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are, News AF, back together with the News AF team. Here he is, the star of the hit Instagram series, Nature with Tyson, from Marriage Boot Camp. Here he is, Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. You may remember me from a hit TV show called Marriage Boot Camp. Yeah, I'm here. Nature with Tyson still popping off like it always does.
I'm always filming stuff and then never sending it to you. So just know that that's happening in the background.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. I'm like, dude, it's so much work. I actually compiled several videos for your thing. And I just never sent them.
Like, that's the last step. You compiled them and did everything. You just haven't sent them.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to text them to you and I saw that you were like a green cube thing, and I was like, oh no, so I don't know if this
email
will work.
Or use WhatsApp.
Email or WhatsApp, dude, come on. Yeah, I got these awesome videos. Anyway, go on, Tyson.
Nature with Tyson's been popping. I went out two nights ago with a flashlight because I'll go out and just inspect my backyard and see what we got going on.
Yeah, naturally.
And you know, there's I spray for bugs, but there's still some bugs back there. There's some crickets and stuff. And the geckos, there's geckos back there eating the crickets. And then two nights ago, I didn't have my phone with me. I just had my flashlight out there. And there was a little night snake that they're actually really pretty little snakes. And those snakes eat lizards. So now we got the full circle of life happening back there all by itself.
You know, for a guy with a show called Nature with Tyson, you sure do a lot to destroy it. Poisoning, bringing in outside insects that
ooh, controversy.
Wow. Listen, dude. Danny.
How about the destruction of nature with Tyson?
Do you want one of your children to be stung by a scorpion?
Well, it might build character. We'll know until it happens. Are these scorpions poisonous?
Yes.
No, I would not want that. Is there a way to create a barrier to protect your house that is non-lethal for the scorpions? Maybe a scorpion wall?
Oh. No.
Have you looked into that? I feel like that was very flip, Tyson.
That what?
Did you look into a scorpion wall?
A scorpion wall?
Yeah.
You just outright dismissed it.
Yeah, you're like, dude, you can't build scorpion walls. No wall can stop a scorpion.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, dude.
They would
no
go
walls.
Under it. Yeah.
They would go under it. They would go over it. They would
dig through it with their tails.
Go around it. Yes. No. Come on, Danny.
I'm sorry.
Right, I enjoy seeing scorpions, just not inside my house or around the openings of my house. Everywhere else is fine.
All right, Tyson. Okay. Well, cut Danny some slack because he has a big trip coming up. And he might already be salty about it. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Adventure Dan.
Yeah, getting in on the dad Dusty rage Dan. Early.
Oh, are you a family vacation?
Yeah, this is a family vacation.
I just assumed, and this is just because
that's
I
correct.
Know you.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
Because all of your trips are usually just you with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, best trips.
So, but I do know that once a year, you do something with your family.
This will actually be my second camp out with my family this year. So I went pre-COVID and now things are opening up. So we're going out and there's a lot of stuff to take for a camp out with five people. It's insane. And living a selfish life up until about a month ago, I realized that I only had gear for myself. I had never purchased my kids almost anything.
Yeah.
No sleeping bags, no pads, no. So I like have
everything they've learned from adventure and the outdoors. They've learned from watching TV
on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And so, so I had to go out and buy all this. So I had to drop a dime to get all of this gear.
It was only $100.
Oh my gosh. It costs so much money. Even if you go cheap, it still costs money. And then, so now we're going to head out. We got to stop at the in-laws. We're going to make a quick pit stop at the clock room, Tyson's favorite room in the entire Western United States.
Danny, yeah. Could you film a mediocre amateur video from the clock room?
Do the clock room. We got to see the clock room. Even if it's just on your stories on Instagram, we need to see the clock room.
Do quick edits of me like twirling around, just my face and the clocks in the background, clicking and ticking and all that stuff.
She's made this room impossible to turn all the clocks off. Like you can't.
You pull the batteries out and it's and you pull the batteries out and it's like a zombie clock where even though you've removed the batteries, it continues to run.
They have a little watch battery in them to keep them going.
I hate stuff like that where you take out the battery and you're like, okay, this should have died a long time ago. You're holding the broken smoke detector in your hand and it is still beeping.
Still beeping.
You're like, what is possessing this?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Or when you unplug like something, like an alarm clock, and it's like, nope, backup batteries, they're in
here. Right?
Yeah, the worst. That happens.
All right, well, sometimes, you know, a clock can be wrong. Sometimes a calendar can be wrong. And that's the case that we head into what could be the final episode of News AF coming up this week, because people have gone back to look at the Mayan calendar, and... At least some people are saying that the Mayan calendar, which was supposed to end in 2012, Tyson, I guess there was a rounding error because now people are saying, no, it wasn't 2012. It's June 21st, 2020.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Let me pile onto this article with something my mother-in-law sent me this morning in an effort to get me not to come to her house. She sent a leak to Yellowstone's super volcano and another one about, a swarm of earthquakes. Kind of like a subtle hint to like maybe you shouldn't come. So put those two things together. I will be at the heart of the end of the world.
Of it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll be the first one to go. But that will also be you can enter your sweet, peaceful sleep slumber.
I'll be live streaming when it happens. Like that guy.
When it goes dark.
Yeah, like the guy in 2020, starring John Cusack, is that what it's called? 2021?
2012.
Well, that was a long time ago. They were way off on that.
To say they made a 2020 movie. It's coming true. No. Mm-hmm. This was I feel like that there was a lot of hype coming into 2012, but Tyson, I feel like that actual day kind of came and went without much of a flurry.
Yeah, almost none at all. But this seems like it could be more fitting
legit.
To the
this
year.
This is legit. Yeah, calculations. They've used math. That's science. So
and then you're seeing the demise of it all. Everything's unraveling. The fabric of society is slowly just being pulled apart. So, yeah, I definitely can feel that maybe there is something to do this one.
But was that part of it? I feel like in 2012, it wasn't there were all of these like warm up things that happened before.
Yeah, there were no pestilences. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, pestilences.
There's been pestilences all year long.
Now, my grandma spent years telling me about Y2K.
Yeah.
She put the fear of God into me that it was the end of the world. Planes were going to fall out of the sky. Everything was going to come to an end.
Yeah. Did you believe it?
Well, I just stopped talking to my grandma. That's like the best thing you could do.
What's going on about that? That's surprising that your grandmother would be. I feel like that people that were older, I feel like would have been like, what is this Y2K?
It's like the only thing I remember her talking about. That and how much
they were scared because they don't understand computers. And that
it would be more terrifying to someone. Like, there's a clock inside the computer that once it reaches this time, it'll just end all the
computers. It doesn't know how to reset. It doesn't know how to kick over to the new millennia. And that will, in turn,
programming error made in the 1970s. Grandma, how do you even know what programming is?
I don't.
I think that's when a bunch of evil men gather around a computer and possess it with powers.
It will trigger a domino effect that will topple the society as we know it, and we revert to caveman ways or immediately spontaneously combust.
Can I ask Danny's grandma to explain the Mayan calendar and what's coming up here in the potential June 21st, 2020? Yeah,
are those clocks set to the Mayan calendar?
Dude, how scary would that be if the clock room, all clocks stopped? at like 3 in the morning.
Or they're just ticking down. You just see them ticking down. It's like, and they go a little bit faster as backwards. They get closer. Yeah. Oh, they started going backwards. Dude.
So, Rob, if you want me to explain this, my grandma would probably claim that 2000, I don't know when the Mayans were hanging out, but let's just say 2000 years ago, the Mayans were visited by an advanced civilization from space that provided them with information as to the doom of our own planet, being able to calculate the time of our demise using supercomputers that can measure things on a molecular level. They were able to come up with the idea that the world would explode, or, you know, humanity would destroy itself. And they gave that information to the Mayans, who had no, you know, they didn't really have a great written language. So the best they could do is draw their little figures and, you know, make their little symbols. And we just got it wrong the first time, but the information's there. It's accurate. It was just written down in a really bad way, but they got it from a great source. So,
or we didn't translate it correctly.
Yeah, we didn't translate it correctly because it's so hard to understand. Yeah. But this time they've nailed it. So go out and, you know, borrow all the money you can.
Dude, so I'm kind of upset because I put a deposit down on Bergen's birthday on the 25th.
Oh, bad timing. Bad timing. That guy's living it up.
Well, the issue here is that if you follow the Julian calendar, the calendar that I believe the Romans found, is that right, Danny?
Yeah, the emperor started inserting themselves into the calendar. So yes,
so that if you end up using the Gregorian calendar, that would actually be the 20th. So they originally, I think they missed
classic mistake.
Yes, so the translation was off.
Because the Mayans were using that calendar.
They were using the other calendar, of course, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't sync the calendars up, right? Mm-hmm. Tyson, what are you doing for the birthday party?
Nothing now.
Yeah. I'd be probably in purgatory, I guess.
Yeah. I'd be more upset if I was Danny to put in the family camping trip and then the world
as the last thing. Where just like, the only thing that he'll remember for eternity is how miserable he was on that camping trip.
The whole family camping trip is you get guilted into it by society because you feel like you have to create these moments. But it's not necessarily what you want to do because your kids don't want to do it. You know, like what my kids want to do is sit home and look at their iPads. And it's like, I should oblige them. Then I can go out and have fun doing what I want to do. Everybody wins.
Everybody would win.
But I'm told I have to go create memories that, and, you know, build character out on these trips. So that's what I do.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's got to build that character.
Does it say how the world will end, by the way?
According to this, there is a giant planet. The planet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're bringing in other planets.
Nibiru, which is a planet.
No, this is not Nibiru's. Back? This is not the reappearance of Nibiru.
Nibiru's, I think, coming into the play.
No. That's is that true? Earth.
Yeah.
Are you messing with me, Rob? Is it really a Nibiru conspiracy here?
According to this article, NASA says that the story started with claims that Nibiru, a supposed planet discovered by the Sumerians, is headed towards the Earth. Hmm.
How did the Sumerians discover Nibiru? And a planet, obviously,
we
can't see.
We're distracted. We have our eye off the ball right now, Danny.
Dude, we're looking at, I think it's something like 80,000 or tens of thousands of balls swarming around our little solar system here. I mean, come on, how are we missing Nibiru?
Some people's
dreams.
We got a lot going on, Danny.
It's true.
We're distracted. Nobody's remembering to look for the planet Nibiru.
I'm just surprised that it's Nibiru that's come back into the news. I thought we had heard the last of Nibiru when the prediction failed last time.
Yeah.
No, it's still Nibiru is still alive and well because nothing collided with anything last time. So, if you do happen to survive whatever is going to happen, think of the dope meteorite you'll be able to find.
Oh, you think?
I got Nibiru'd. That's a t-shirt.
Should we make those right now?
Let's sell them.
We only have a short window to sell those.
Yeah. Tyson, is there any chance Nibiru could block out the sun and maybe miss us? We might get a bonus eclipse.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That'd be so terrifying.
Awesome, right, Danny? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gosh, dude. If a planet, it's a planet. Nibiru is a planet. It's not even an asteroid. Mm-hmm. If something like that came by us, I mean, I'm assuming, depending on its size, it's going to mess up something just because of its mass. It's going to like probably the pull gravity. Us into the sun, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. That would be the worst. What if it like grabbed us, took us out of our orbit, and then slowly sent us into the sun? Would that be worse than having it smash into us all at once?
No, because you'd slowly make your way to like the coldest parts of the planet and
who would everybody
like, everybody who could
yeah
as, it'd be like king of the mountain
another day.
No, it's very
it's slow. It's like just the temperature, like the Earth's temperature is rising 1 degree per year.
Oh, as so basically slowly get closer out of our regular orbit, and now we're sort of yeah. like circling the drain. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind
there
of
you go.
Okay.
And then it's going and then science predicts, but they aren't sure which calendar to use, that we will actually jam into the sun, or our yeah. life will be, Earth will be uninhabitable at a certain date, but nobody can pinpoint the exact date because nobody knows exactly what calendar or whose okay. brain that idea came from.
So it's exactly the same boat as right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have talked a lot about the different, even today, have been talking about how do you combat one problem in nature? Well, Danny has always said that, and then the cure is always worse than the initial pestilence that you're dealing with. And I wonder, could that be the road we're headed down as we battle against Zika-carrying mosquitoes? Because the answer appears to be we will release genetically modified mosquitoes into the mosquito population. What do you think, Danny?
Humans are so stupid. Like, I think I'd rather have Nibiru slingshot me into the sun than continue to go down this. Like, have we learned nothing from trying to modify nature to meet our needs? It never works out. Mm-hmm. It took hundreds of millions of years to come up with this perfect balance. And now it's like, now we can make this better. Let's
Does it
plant
never
this grass
work
here.
Out?
I, you know what? Send me a success story. I would like to see that where it doesn't collapse the ecosystem when you introduce something to rid of
mosquitoes. Yeah. Seedless watermelon, Danny.
Seedless watermelon.
Seedless watermelon. You're not trying to control like
seeds. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's different. It's different. Here you're trying to kill off one species by bringing in another species. Mm-hmm. And by it's just not going to work. This is so stupid. Well, you know, a modified genetic. Now we're moving into genetically modified mosquitoes to help take care of another mosquito problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This isn't good. This never works out.
Okay. So what you're thinking that we should just hire an army of people with mosquito fly swatters
or nets to
massive go in to take care of the mosquitoes
would be probably less harmful than using like mass amounts of like DEET or something.
This is
like
what
that.
We do. We build the largest mosquito zapper in the world.
Yeah,
plug it in to the largest power plant in the world because that's the only way it's going to run, and it draws all the mosquitoes from all over the planet because it's so bright.
Wow.
They fly in and get zapped.
Here's the thing. Like, the mosquitoes suck. They do give us Zika. They kill a lot of people. Mosquitoes are deadly to humans. But I'm sure that they play a role in the food chain, you know, for dragonflies to birds. There's some way to connect all of these things. And once you destroy even the most annoying, and I hate flies and I hate mosquitoes, mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, what's going to happen is the planet's going to continue to be overpopulated.
By mosquitoes?
No, but mosquitoes have historically been the harbinger of deadly diseases. Mm-hmm. And
it was thinning the herd, is what Tyson is saying.
It's always been thinning the herd. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't fully agree with that statement because I think by the time I'm dead, the Earth's population isn't going to be maxed out anyways. So what do I care if my kids have to deal with it?
Like,
well, also Yeah, that was pretty dark. Here's the thing, though.
That's pretty dark.
Here's the thing with the mosquitoes. Everybody hates mosquitoes, right? So this is almost a no-brainer from the get-go. You're going to get...
Can you imagine there's a guy somewhere that's just like loves mosquitoes and he's just like collected
pictures of them? There is a guy somewhere, Tyson.
And he's out there just like trying to rescue them.
He's feeding them. He's like, you can have my arm.
We're taking out their natural habitat. That's what happens when you take out an animal's natural habitat, is that then they invade your habitat, and it's not that's...
I just hope that I don't become... I just hope I don't become the face of the mosquito sympathy movement, because I'm not saying I'm sympathetic to mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to become the spokesman for mosquitoes, because this guy that Tyson Danny is mosquito. Describing is not me. Danny yeah. Mosquito. So, not a compliment.
Mosquito Dan.
Well, here's what the genetically modified mosquitoes are going to be doing. So the genetically modified mosquitoes will mate with the wild females. And because of their genetically modified genetics, then the baby mosquitoes will die and it will cause a collapse of the wild mosquito population.
Okay, you know, maybe this won't cause long-term damage.
Well...
Someone needs to send me some research. Yeah.
But wasn't Zika designed to kill mosquitoes?
No, was it?
What was Yeah, Zika was not a naturally occurring disease. I believe that there was some type of science that went haywire, and I think that it was a effort to control mosquito population. I may be incorrect, but I feel like that's what was going on.
Nature with Tyson, you should do like some sort of like an investigative series.
Here we are in the jungles of Brazil.
Yeah, you can do the whole thing.
That's all I have.
Yeah, it could be like a 9-part series where you're going to look into mosquito-borne illness.
Yeah, and then I'll just rush... businessmen coming out of Big Farm and just be like, excuse me, sir, what do you have to say about Zika virus and creating it? And then he'd like try to run to his car real quick and lock himself in.
Mm-hmm. People are concerned, though, about what type of allergic reactions could humans have if they are bitten by these genetically modified mosquitoes.
Yeah, what if people just within moments swell up and explode in a giant gory mess?
This is what they should do. The genetically modified mosquitoes, instead of, you know how mosquitoes, don't they have some type of something in them that is an anticoagulant so they can sup your blood? Mm. So instead of that anticoagulant, they have a little bit of HGH. So then when they prick you, you just like heal from whatever you had and grow a little bit stronger muscles.
Whoa.
I was thinking they squirt a fragrant, a delightful fragrance.
Okay. That could work too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how would we decide on a fragrance? Just CK1, that's just something that's super like blanketed.
New car.
Axe body.
Axe body. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This mosquito is sponsored by Axe body spray.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Cool. Okay. Well, I think we have a lot of ideas, and I think Danny's now on board with messing with nature as long as it's for the greater good.
Yeah.
And whatever it is we're messing with, squirts Axe body spray. And I'm all in.
This one person who is a critic of this says that the failed mosquito control experiment may have strengthened the wild bugs.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Nobody's listening to this guy.
That is what I'm talking about. Like we're creating super mosquitoes.
A super mosquito. Right. No, it's like the original Jumanji. Remember those mosquitoes were like the size of a car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And could pierce through cars,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say car again in the same like...
it felt
but
wrong.
That was exactly what happened. Yeah. They were the size of a car, and then they were piercing through the roof of the car, mm-hmm. and it was incredible.
So... do either of you watch the show Arrow? Are you familiar with the actor Stephen Amell?
Does he wear green tights?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the character.
I'm familiar with the character, but I'm not familiar with who plays it, what that person looks like, or anything. I thought Renner or somebody, Jeremy Renner, wasn't he Arrow?
That's in the Marvel universe.
That's Marvel.
That's not Green Arrow.
I don't know what his
that's
name is.
Different. Mm-hmm. They're different.
Hawkeye, okay. I believe is his name.
Hawkeye. Yeah. By the way, bow and arrow people, so dumb in like bow and arrows.
Why, Danny?
Maybe 500 years ago.
You don't like archery?
That was the cool, not in the day and age of like, when you were able to shoot lasers. Machine guns and lasers.
Yeah. There were no archers in Kroll.
I don't remember.
I think there were archers in Kroll.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever on Contra, even in the 90s, playing Contra and getting the little bow and arrow thing and being like, yes. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't even have that. They had spread. They had machine gun. They had lightning. They had laser. Those were all the types of dope guns you could get, but you could not and would not have wanted.
Yeah, we learned, you know, the people, bows and arrows, learned their lessons early on in the 1900s, and they just got mowed down. By machine guns. It's just, you can't, it's a dumb thing. I like Hawkeye is cool. He's got explosive tip arrows.
Is he cool though?
No, as cool as he, you're right. Okay. He's not cool. I have a problem with lots of Marvel characters, but he's okay. There at the top. Well, but we've discussed
this.
Could
this be a podcast by itself? Just your issue with your gripe with
no,
each
we've
Marvel
already done
character?
That. We've already had that. And also, it might explain why this guy did what he did, Rob, because maybe he has no respect for
DC
a guy
character.
Who shoots a bow and arrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Stephen Amell, Danny, you might be able to relate to this, that he has been feuding with his neighbor for 3 years over what Stephen Amell claims is illegal construction. And on Memorial Day, that there was an altercation between Amell's wife, Cass, and a woman at the neighbor's house. And allegedly, the neighbor allegedly snuck onto their property, climbed onto Stephen Amell's roof and pooped.
How could you poop after climbing on top of a roof?
Which Stephen Amell posted to Twitter. This Twitter post, which says from June 12th, our next door neighbor has been illegally doing construction for 3+ years. Cass got upset with her after we did everything we could to be neighborly. Cass called her out multiple times on Memorial Day weekend. The next day, she snuck into our backyard and pooped on our roof.
Why the roof?
I mean, again, I like to point out that it's hard to just poop after doing something so physical.
Yeah. Again, how do you know
holding
it
in
hers.
To power poop? You know?
Wouldn't she? Wouldn't it be easier
get
to
get it DNA tested?
Yes.
Then make a clone, and then I think you go about.
Does he have
having the clone
really?
Fight the original?
Yeah,
he must have, because it sounds like he's pretty confident he knows who did it. So he's got to have some evidence.
I really think that this must have been. I think this is more likely to be some sort of dog excrement because the roof.
How the dog get on the roof?
The roof is slanted. You can go up there.
You can throw poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody knows. I shouldn't have said that.
You could even poop
dog
in the bag
poop and human poop totally
human
different.
Poop. You can throw human
yeah, that's
poop
true.
There too.
Now, Danny, what really would have been, you know, poetic justice would have been if she could have had some sort of bow and arrow that could have been loaded with feces then launched it onto Stephen Amell's roof.
She quickly would have realized how not efficient bow and arrows are for delivering things.
No, it would have been okay payload. Because this is what you do. You have like a big cup tip with the poop inside and you always have to aim it up, and then as it goes up and over, I could design something fairly quickly.
The grappling hook never worked out, so maybe we could go to the poop arrow as our Science with Tyson project.
We're doing the grappling hook. You just haven't come down here yet. I have 4 grappling hooks for you to choose from.
You think she used a grappling hook to get on top of the roof?
I mean, there's no other way.
More efficient than a bow and arrow.
Okay.
To get on the roof, not to shoot feces from an arrow, from a bow. You'd want some type of arrow.
You get a potato cannon.
That
shoot a poo
would be perfect, dude.
That'd be perfect, right?
A potato cannon, yeah.
Freeze the poo. Freeze it. I mean, this is a big process. Shoot it. Thaws overnight. Boom.
Yeah, but like, if you're freezing it, then you could just put it in your bare naked hand and huck it.
I don't know if I mean, you're wearing a glove, obviously.
Yeah, you could put a rubber glove on that you can flip inside out and throw away. But freezing it will give it what you need to really toss it. But then you run the risk of it rolling all the way off the roof.
And you have to throw away your freezer.
Well, I think I'm going to have a freezer dedicated just to only my poop from now on.
A feces freezer.
A feces freezer, yeah.
Stephen Amell got some... Not everybody was sympathetic towards him. One Twitter user tweeted to him, "Damn, that sucks. She left a copy of the last 2 seasons of Arrow on your roof."
That stings.
And Stephen Amell, Tyson, I want to explain this social media behavior to me. Stephen Amell took a screenshot of that and then said, "Hey, man, please unfollow me." Is he trying to get the Arrow fans to drag this guy? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, but he's not very good at it.
Yeah.
And that was a solid burn. Like, instead of saying, "Hey, please unfollow me," for that dope burn, what he needed to be was like, he could go the route where he just is going to piss everybody off that he can and just be like, "I still got paid $1.2 million per season to do it." Or he could just be like, "You know what? I agree, but I just show up and read the lines. It's not like, you know, like that's, right. I never recommended you watch those seasons." That's what that's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
The second you start being, if you just agree with the hater, like pretty quickly, then everybody enjoys that. But if you try to combat it at all, you're going to lose.
Okay. Let's dabble into a little bit of trouble in Quibi land.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me take Quibi. My shirt off so I can start.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's trouble in the leadership over at Quibi, where the
you don't
heads
say.
Of Quibi, Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman, they are having a bit of a battle.
Quibble?
Yeah.
A quibble?
A quibble.
I don't even know if that's what quibble means, but it sounds like it should, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is right, I think.
Yeah. Any updates, Danny, on the state of Quibi?
Okay. They made changes, and yes. I think they were listening to the complaints. I think they were, if I remember correctly, they were allowing it to be used on more devices, and this is just going off memory, and they were allowing it to go on your TV.
Okay.
So they heard the complaints, and I'm guessing that this article here is related to those changes, and people were not happy with it, I'm sure, some of the people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a date? Is there a Mayan calendar of Quibi?
Well, let me cast my Oracle bones here that I keep on my desk at all times.
Yeah.
And I'll read, I'll go out back and read the entrails of my sacrificial animal. Mm-hmm. You know, these things tend, especially when they're funded by rich, proud people, they can go for a long time. They can just sit there and suck the life, the essence, like the dark crystal.
Like a mosquito.
From a rich person as he tries to fund his vanity project, because he's just, he can't accept failure, but he can accept bankruptcy. So,
Did you try turning the phone in panorama?
I don't remember reading that as one of the updates. But so, it could have been.
Yeah, Quibi allegedly was supposed to be on target for 7.4 million subscribers by the end of the year. That to date, Quibi is claiming that they have 4 million downloads, but many of those may have been downloads using the 90-day free trial. It remains to be seen how many of those Quibi app downloads will result into paying
20%.
Customers.
20%,
yeah,
or less.
Okay,
would be my
so
guess.
Less than 1 million paying subscribers. Yeah, that still sounds like a lot.
You think 20%? That's a lot of people that carry.
No, Tyson, I'm not saying
trial.
That they. I'm not saying they want to keep it. I'm saying they forgot
accidental.
To cancel, or they. Yeah, they kept it.
Yeah, but that's just 1 month. Then after they get charged for the first month, they're like, "Dude, this is now officially the dumbest thing I've
okay,
ever
done." Okay, I agree. But I think they made that payment and then possibly canceled, but still got counted as a paying subscriber. At least for this quarter, or some weird way they might. Remember, the company's doing everything they can to pump up these numbers in the hopes that someone will come in and save them. And so they're going to make it look as rosy as possible.
And can we round up the cash to save them? Because I really think that what we need to do is just turn the screen sideways like a regular thing. And then, or make our own Quibi TVs that are just portrait mode TVs on the wall. In the wrong direction.
Can we call it the Quibble?
Yeah, we can. Or the
Why?
Quabble.
Is that a good name for a TV?
Well, that's what Tyson already said. The Quibble.
The Quibble.
No, it's not a great name for a TV, but Quibi is also not a great name for a streaming service.
It's a quick bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have still not even seen a single show on that network.
You and 3,500,000 other people.
Exactly. I've browsed it once or twice, and I've thought to myself, I have this free for 3 months, because what I did was I signed up for the 3-month trial and then I immediately canceled my subscription so that I know I'm not getting charged for it. And I'll open it and scroll through it and be like, not a terrible idea. Not a terrible idea. That's a bad idea. And then that's as far as I ever get.
All right. Well, I guess the next update we'll have on Quibi is when eventually they go dark, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Tyson, do you want to set a date for the Mayan calendar ending of Quibi?
Well, I don't know that it's going to go all the way dark. They might just ghost any, like they might leave the content there for people to view.
Yeah, it might be like a MySpace. MySpace is still a thing in some form or another.
They still have to pay the bandwidth to, you know, have the shows running.
Probably
paying royalties to those super. They hired way too many famous people.
I think you gotta eventually, like, somebody's gotta be paying something.
Yeah, somewhere, I guess. So, yeah.
Probably
but
Thursday,
I mean,
right?
You think Thursday?
That could be it.
This Thursday, they're done.
Bold. That's a bold prediction.
Wow. Yeah. That's even earlier than, I mean, it. Because it wouldn't be fair to say the 21st, because the whole world's ending on the 21st. Right. So then it's like, yeah, of course, that's so it probably, before you're right. That's smart.
Yeah. I guess in some ways it's a race between Quibi and Earth. But, you know, ultimately the best Quibi can hope for is a tie.
Yeah, that's the best that Quibi's going to do.
You can't win.
Quibi, guys. Don't forget to cancel your free subscriptions.
Don't forget. Okay. This is a story that I am looking forward to talking about. And it concerns Elon Musk, who said that he is 1 year away from creating the $6 million man, a bionic man. But before we talk about that, is this podcast a pro Elon Musk podcast, or are we anti Elon Musk on this podcast?
I like his exuberance and enthusiasm, and his trolling capabilities on social media platforms are pretty good, but I don't feel like I would like to hang out with him, really.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit of a wackadoodle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We recently talked about his son's name, which has changed a couple times now from something unpronounceable to X. Danny, are we pro Elon Musk, or like are we rooting for Elon Musk, or are we watching the much like the Earth after it gets tilted off of its orbit? Are we watching the slow downward spiral of Elon Musk?
Oh, we are definitely cheering for Elon Musk.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that we're pro necessarily for everything that he does.
Yeah,
but I can appreciate somebody who is, you know, almost single-handedly forcing people in what I consider to be the right direction.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that is true. The advancement of space travel has been definitely heightened.
Electric cars.
Electric cars have become a thing because of him. And so, yes, definitely, whether or not
here's
100
the thing.
Years from now,
the kind of person that can do that is an Elon Musk, meaning that he's going to have quirks that some people find irritating, but that's what has to happen because, you know, people who are easy to get along with tend to not make much in the way of a ripple in, you know, the history of humanity. Whereas I think you have to have his personality. You have to name your kid X. You have to be that kind of person to do the kind of type of things he did. I mean, if you read the history of SpaceX or even Tesla, the guy takes huge risks.
I made up a saying that is encapsulate the whole thing. Well-behaved people rarely make history.
There you go.
That's right.
That's great, dude.
Well said, Tyson.
Yeah. You know what? There's a shirt that is well-behaved women rarely make history, but I stole it from that, but it makes total sense. It's not just women, it's everybody.
It's
so I made
people.
It universal. Yeah.
So yes, Rob, we are pro. We are pro Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched a YouTube video about him yesterday, Danny, and I didn't know a lot about him, but the YouTube video was very pro Elon Musk.
Yeah, he probably produced it himself.
No, he didn't produce it himself. He didn't produce it himself, but it made him seem like that he has ambitions that are very noble.
Well, the craziest thing about Elon is the power he has, because if you paid attention about a month ago when he was tweeting, if I remember the numbers correctly, he was talking about selling all his possessions and how Tesla stock was overpriced, and single-handedly wiped out $14 billion of value in his business with a single tweet. Mm-hmm. Which, when you think about that, that is an amazing amount of power. He still got his $700 million bonus like a week later.
Yeah,
but it's like. He's got his ups and downs. He's what did you call him? What kind of people create better world size? What was the quote you said?
Oh, I said, well, rarely make history.
Yeah, so he's definitely got the bad behavior thing going on.
Mm-hmm. So Tyson, would you be up for getting the bionic implants from Elon Musk?
Where do they go? Straight into the penis?
No, everywhere, I think.
Oh, everywhere? Yeah. Even the penis?
This article is unclear.
It's replacing your muscles? Assume, what is it doing? Or is it like, are you like Wolverine, X-Men, where you're just getting your bones like coated in titanium or whatever? What's happening?
Yeah. So they're doing bionic implants, which include electrodes that are going to be put into your brain.
Nope, I'm out.
No?
No, not for me. I think I would like to just live a natural life. And maybe on my deathbed, I will change my mind. But
yeah, could help paralyzed like, people walk again, Tyson.
There we go. Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm excited about that, and if I feel like I need it down the road, but I am still and have always been, well, for the last decade, have been 6 months to a year out of peak physical fitness.
Mm-hmm. See, that's your like ideal shape that you try to stay into, 6 months to a year away from being in peak shape?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've always been... Since I've been out of shape, well, at first it was only like 3 months out of peak physical fitness. It's grown, but I bet within a year I could be back.
You
to
could turn it on.
Yeah.
If you want
for
to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyson. Yes. Go ahead, Danny.
I gonna say, I think personally we've reached the limits of our physical evolution, and that what he's probably describing is our next step, which will be some kind of as we evolve, it will involve computer chips and bionic stuff, and that's how we get to space anyway. And that's probably what he's thinking, that this is the next step in human evolution is joining our bodies with computers. Okay. So Tyson, either you join us or you die here on this planet as it swirls into the sun like a giant turd in a toilet bowl. The decision is yours.
Join us. Are we going to space, Danny?
Well, eventually we're going to have to, especially with these Mayan calendars.
Is this the same microchip that Bill Gates is also trying to
with?
No,
I think that's nefarious. This is a chip that he's hoping will right off the top. He says help paralyzed people walk.
Yes,
improve like vision, strength. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't open a jar the other day. That was embarrassing. It'd be nice to have a chip.
What kind of jar was it, Danny?
It contained some weird seed that my wife had purchased. I couldn't open it up. I was super embarrassed. And I was like, dude, if I had my chip in my brain, I could be like, chip, increase strength 110%. Snap a wrist bone, shatter the glass in my hand.
Seeds are everywhere. It's a huge mess.
And they're just sprouting up. If for some reason, the bioticness also transfers to the seeds as it comes in contact with your blood, which then creates a super seed that just grows.
Like a beanstalk.
dude, this is what happens when you fuck with nature, you know? Yeah. Danny.
That should
I can't
be the
believe.
Premise of Nature with Tyson.
I'm sorry, Tyson, but in terms of like humanity, I think that...
go on.
This is what we need.
Okay. Wow. So you're Teo doing a full 180 on this.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think that humans have maxed out. We've maxed out. Okay. We're only producing so many Einsteins, so many, you know, Elon Musk's that it's not enough. We need more people who connect it to a supercomputer using logic and, you know, all the information that we have at our fingertips to make decisions. And then also to able, you know, to be able to travel to Mars or beyond Earth and its magnetic shield or whatever it is that protects us from radiation. We need to have bodies that aren't like these big sausages that just absorb radiation.
Danny, well, let me ask you, how do you feel about the idea of after you die, do you want to be uploaded to the cloud? I feel like that there's been a lot of talk about that in science fiction these last couple of years. Would you be up for that?
So I watched the show Upload.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty big.
Is that with Johnny Depp?
No, it was with, I don't know who the actor was, the main actor. But actually, when I saw that, I thought that would be terrifying. The idea that you could, like your consciousness could appear somewhere else, not have a body, not feel anything. I mean, that seems to me like that would be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. But
to lose all of your senses, but just have your consciousness. It'd be a prison.
But I don't think that's where it would go. Like, let's say that at first it will go to uploading everything in your brain onto something. And then having it designed so that your children can communicate with you as you were, but you're not learning anything new. You're not growing at all. You're just that person that...
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it's pure data. It's a pure data upload. The same AI recompiles your personality as much as it can.
Yes.
So you're saying the soul doesn't travel with you in this upload or whatever you would call it.
Correct. Yeah, because thumb drives have not figured out yet how to download a soul.
But how often would that get used, Tyson? I mean, that many of us, have real relatives that we can call and don't always do so. How many people would engage with that functionality without the emotion of guilt?
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like kids would use it, right?
Well, I feel the thing is,
like, think children would use it with their parents. Especially.
By the time I die, my kids will be so sick of me because I'll seem like an outdated, super out of touch creep, who was like smelled bad and said really terrible things. Uh-huh. And the last thing they'll want to do is reconnect with that guy. Like the way that we have it built in right now is that you're good to your kids and your kids are good to you. And then as you get older, they go off on their own and they kind of realize, you become weird. You become a weird old person. And that's what helps them cope with you dying is because they don't, the person that dies isn't the cool, fun loving dad. Mm. It's the weird, stinky old guy. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier to let go.
So if you die as the fun, cool dad, wouldn't that be nice for them?
Yeah. To say something. Keep it around.
Yeah, but would you have set that up if you were a young person?
I think a certain point, like, I mean, at this age, I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
You could go at any moment.
It's true. I would set it up right now for my children.
Yeah. Okay.
Because right now, I could live with them seeing me pass when they were 40 or 45 or 50, but... The idea of me passing right now when they're 5 and 2.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's kind of what I'm doing. Like, that's why I make so many videos is that not necessarily so they can watch them when I'm dead, but so when I'm old and gross, they have something to look back and be like, oh, dude, remember when dad was cool?
Show them this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This podcast, we probably could compile all of our personalities. our podcast personalities, which maybe our kids don't want to hear. Just using all of the audio from this podcast, all three of us could be recreated by some AI in the future.
It's true. And so let's make a pact here and now, guys.
Yeah.
Let's say June 21, 2020 does happen, but it only wipes out a third
of the podcast.
That means one of us is gone.
Yeah.
The other two use all of the data from past podcasts to create a virtual third co-host.
Yeah. Hold on, Tyson, that's impossible. That if one of the three of us weren't here, there's no way that we could use existing sound clips to create their presence continually on the podcast.
Technology does not exist.
Dude. Okay, it's true. It does not exist. It would be virtually and impossible. Yeah. Short story, when we did that soundboard last year.
Yes.
I've been doing these game nights on Saturdays playing with fans. It's been like a ton of fun, and that's the plug. But one of our listeners, Docs, he signed up and played game night, and he said he had a, he told us a story where he was thought I was present. He's like, I don't ever go on any spoilers. I don't ever go on Reddit. I don't ever like really follow Survivor Twitter or anything. So he's like, I didn't know that 40 was happening and that you were gone. He's like, I just thought that you were giving up on the podcast. And he was like, I was so mad at you and didn't understand why Rob just let you keep doing your thing where you're going to the bathroom and then not coming back or going to take care of Bergen and then just being gone. And then he's like, he was like, you weren't taking it seriously. He's like, I started to get really mad at you.
Yeah. Some people and, thought you were like depressed or like going through something.
It's so good, dude.
So basically, so Rob could recreate Meir Tyson.
Yeah, yes, but we would have the technological know-how.
Yeah.
But Doc said now, after he found out what was actually going on, he said it was so genius and pure brilliance and was so excited about it. Yeah. So
I still have all of the virtual
sound clips. Yeah, so you're fine without me.
Yeah, ready to go. Yeah.
Rob bringing the heat.
Yeah. ready to have, you know, if Tyson ever needs to take a sick day,
and you got me,
yeah,
the machine will come in.
Classic Florida man moves right there.
we're ready to go. By the way, just to go, Aaron Richards in the comments says the star of Upload is Arrow's in real life cousin. So Danny, that actor,
sweet tie-in. Sweet tie-in.
Cousin of Stephen Amell.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
All right, I've got one other story before we get to Danny's bolt hole.
This is my butthole.
Oh, this was? This all right, then let's go to the bolt hole and then let Danny take it. Okay. All right. We intercepted a bolt hole segment. All right.
Wow.
Let's take it away, Danny.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. Think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
A nocturnal mission. A very sexy seduction.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Yeah, I like this article. I had some issues with it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just get into it.
Okay.
Study came out. We love these studies. Actually, from a site that I often find myself on.
It's a good News AF site.
It really is. It's a solid news. There's a couple sites that are solid news AF finds. And this study claims it was a poll of 2,000 people. Have you guys ever been called, by the way, to participate in a poll?
Answer the phone.
Yeah,
me neither. Tyson, have you?
If it's a strange number, it's not getting answered.
So I've been wondering lately about that sample of 2,000 people, because most people I know don't answer numbers they don't recognize. So
it's
beginning to
be
wonder
all old lonely people who are just the, like,
yeah,
well, I want somebody to call me. And then
if the dad has
one day,
tainted.
One time I answered the phone and it was a person and they were asking and they went on and on and on and on. And
did you know these people?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what it was about. And they're asking me about like it was like a political thing. And it was like, and then. If this happened, what would you do? I'm like, look, I got to wrap this up.
I don't have all day. So this, well, what I'm getting at here is that this study or this poll was surveying people and it found that spontaneity could be the key to happiness. And what I realized is that the only people answering the phone are spontaneous people who love the idea of getting a phone call from someone
from
they don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like they've
all polls should be taken with a grain of salt.
Yeah. And it's like no one like us is answering this. So it's only like only happy people who love talking to strangers are the ones answering the call to do the poll. So that right away kind of tarnished this poll.
Yeah, because there's only a certain type of person who's going to answer a strange phone number anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And anyway, so out of the 2,000%, 40% who consider themselves spontaneous see themselves as a happy person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the big find in this survey. The other thing that I was thinking about when it comes to spontaneity, I do kind of agree with this. I think spontaneity does kind of like
it's the spice of life.
Like, I think all of us actually are pretty, we have jobs and careers,
lifestyles that
are, yeah. Yeah. Tyson.
Yes. That can afford us to be spontaneous.
Most people can't though. Maybe Rob's not on that list.
Rob, I would not describe myself as a spontaneous person. I like to know exactly what's going to happen. The rare times I am spontaneous, like, oh, this is fun. Look at me. Oh, we're being crazy right now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's only then, like, oh, man, I should have been doing something more productive during that spontaneity.
But Tyson's hit a great point. Time. And if you're lucky enough to live a life that can be spontaneous, it means that you don't have kids or you have a lot of money. So it's like you have all these other factors going for you that probably are making it so you have the ability to make that you don't have a full-time job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like there's all these other things that allow you to be spontaneous.
I disagree. I suspect that many spontaneous people are not like, okay, I've got everything figured out, so let me go be spontaneous. I think this is a lot of people that are like, hey, I've got this to do. I've got this to do. I've got this bill. Ah, who cares? Let me go to the bar.
And I would include that in the group as well.
Yeah.
The people who just don't care. I think all three of these people or these groups that we've described a kind of fit in the spontaneous group. So, but there, the thing I like most about spontaneity in my own life, and this is why I like the survey, is that for me, when you do something that's spontaneous, I feel like it slows down time. Like when you do the same thing over and over and over again all day long. Yeah. And actually this recent quarantine was an example. You kind of fall into a rhythm and the rhythm is super fast. So it's those spontaneous moments that kind of put like an exclamation point on, you know, like a certain period of your life. Like, dude, no. And those are the moments you remember because they're so wild and completely out of character and completely out of line with what you normally do. So they're probably the moments we remember the most because they were absolutely crazy and unexpected. And the rest of our life is just always just churning and getting faster and going to the same speed. So I could see the validity in this survey, even though I am kind of... I don't necessarily believe the numbers just because the people involved are probably not the people.
And Danny, you're likely to remember every second of your upcoming family camping trip.
Yeah. And it was relatively spontaneous. I mean,
which means that's going to make you happy probably.
Yeah. And almost everything I do is spontaneous. Most trips I go on have less than a week of planning. Some have like a day or two. And the problem I had with that is that up until the event, if you're like the day before you decide to go somewhere, that day before is high anxiety because you've made a decision and you have nothing ready to make it happen. You know what I mean? There is preparation that needs to take place. I remember it afterwards as being all fun, but that day before I've got a knot in my stomach because I've committed all of these people and resources and money to do something that I haven't planned for at all.
Okay.
So there you go. There you go. Be spontaneous. Even if you could do it just a couple times a year, I do believe that it does.
So plan a couple times a year to be spontaneous.
To be spontaneous. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Terrible advice.
Take a look at the calendar.
Say yes to something that is maybe difficult to say yes to because you have other circumstances that won't generally allow you. Like, even if you have a job and are able to be like, you know what, I'm just going to take a sick day and do it because this chance doesn't come very often. Like, those are the things you do remember that is true.
Yeah, and one of the things I've always tried to do is say yes. Not yes to like, hey, dude, you want to hit this paint and then steal that car that's running over there. Yeah. Not that kind of... But I do, like, if people invite me to do things
an adventure down in Arizona and just come down and hang out.
Or even like, do you want to talk to these people or whatever it is? You got to say yes, even though it's terrifying.
Do you want to talk to these people?
Yeah, like... You know,
like I'm just like, hey, Danny, I have some people I want you to talk to. I'm just going to give them your phone number.
Character for Danny Tyson.
So should we give your phone number out right now? Is that
not to individuals? Okay, I can talk to groups. I can talk to groups fine. Not to individuals.
Are you available for public speaking engagements?
I will do public speaking. Tyson does public speaking. That's what I'm talking about. Is saying yes to things like that because those are actually the most spontaneous moments when someone calls you up, say, hey, I need you to do something. Yes, I can do it. It's totally something you normally wouldn't do. That's a spontaneous thing that I think is worthwhile.
Okay. By the way, it bears mentioning that the anticipated date of the end of the world, according to the Mayan calendar, June 21st, I believe, Danny, is also Father's Day.
Yeah,
my years. The best one day of the year we get to kick up our feet and relax. And this happens.
Dude, we'll be sheltering our families from fire and brimstone as Nibiru breaks apart in the atmosphere and rains down hellfire on us.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
That's terrible.
Yes. Tyson, did you want to update your Father's Day gift guide one more time?
So probably if you can get any like underground lead lined shelters, those are going to be a hot item this year. And then any canned goods with a long expiration, any dried goods that are packed properly, and then as many like Twinkies, and then clear out your feces freezer and just use it for food and
food.
Put it in the bunker.
Yeah. Smart. Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Danny.
And.
Yes.
I have this new Maui and Sun flip up. It says peace out.
Ooh,
this completes the entire collection.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty cool, right, Danny? When are you going to get one, Danny, for your adventures?
Okay.
You can even peel this patch off and put your own patch on.
I wanted to buy one last week, but was embarrassed to text you and ask you what brand it was, because then it would indicate I wasn't listening to you when you were talking about it. So now, having admitted that, and you said it's Maui
and Sun.
I can look it up right now and have it on my browser.
Maui and Maui and Sun.
Maui and his offspring.
And then
I got it open
in Amazon. Type Maui and Sun flip up. And all these flip-up hats will show up.
So I've got it now, but that's what I thought last week. I didn't want to make it sound like I didn't listen to you when you were talking about your hat. I was really interested. And so, now I've got it all up.
It wouldn't have mattered if you texted me. That would have been a totally normal
text.
Well,
I know, but that's just mood I was in.
And
Tyson,
I know that I don't ever text you.
You're not an investor in this company or anything?
I have nothing to gain.
Starting to sound like maybe you've got something going on here.
No, I have nothing to gain from this other than I have been getting a lot of positive response from the hats. So then I started buying more of them.
Yeah.
And now I own like 10 different ones.
Tyson, do you have Buzzkill? Do you have that one?
Yes.
I see. I feel like that would be me.
Yeah.
Is it a dad hat, a snap hat, flip up? Oh, flip up right
flip
there.
Up.
Boom.
Yep.
Which one of these best represents my mood? Fresh, peace out, eat my shorts. Oh, snap. No, duh.
Oh, I don't have no duh.
Yeah.
Buzzkill might be mine.
It's on sale. No duh is $2 off right now.
Is that on the Maui and Sun website?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm Buzzkill. I think that or maybe Fresh. Fresh is too edgy for me. Anyway, I'll figure it out. I'll decide which of me best is best represented by this hat.
Okay. All right. Danny, anything else you want to share today? Well, if you sign up for their newsletter, you get 15% off.
No,
what?
Pray for me while I go on this family trip, guys.
None of us,
yeah,
for these companies, right?
Should we have a newsletter?
What would be on it? Do people read still? Is that like a thing people do? Read?
I feel like Danny should have a column in the newsletter.
Oh, what would it be like? The future, according to Danny.
Maybe something that's like a quick bite of something that's bothering you.
Teledildonics. Mm-hmm. Mostly it'll be about teledildonics.
Yeah. When I was going through, I did see a headline for an interview with a sex robot that I thought, but it was
too
weird.
Actually, you do remind me of something, Rob. I was looking at a website. It was all doom and gloom. You know, it was all just typical news.
Yeah.
And then it talked about, it was like, doom, world is ending, you know, all the terrible things happening in the world. And then it said, advanced sex robot soon to go on the market. Which is like this such a contrast before the doom and gloom world is coming to an end, and it's like all of a sudden there's like this huge, look at that, it's like people can buy that. It's something to get excited about if you're a lonely guy sitting in his mother's basement worrying about the end of the world. There's a ray of sunshine for you.
Do you want to real quick? This is a little bit of that interview with the sex robot. It's like a Zoom call. There's like two robot inventors and then a male sex robot and a female sex robot.
Yes. Let's let's hear this.
Like 20 seconds of this. Hold on.
Some people say sex robots.
This is the inventor.
Human relationships.
He's interviewing the sex robots.
Break up a marriage.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Synthetic companionship can be a viable option for certain people. You don't need to think of it as a competition.
Scottish.
Real relationships.
So they would say that.
Need to think of it as a competition.
Yeah. They would say that's what everybody says. I'm not a threat. And then all of a sudden, yeah,
the accent
in the
threw me for a loop, Danny. I wasn't expecting the sex robot to have the Scottish accent.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, do you ever change the accent of a Siri on your phone?
I don't have the guts. You know, I've just grown so familiar with
classic Siri.
Yeah, I like classic Siri. Whenever people have not classic Siri, it's kind of jarring. Like, what's wrong with your phone? Mm-hmm. Why is it talking with an Australian accent?
Yeah. Tyson, would that be classier to have a sex robot with like a British accent?
I mean, probably not to the British, but definitely to the Americans.
Yeah,
I think you have to
a little bit. Yeah,
you have to know your audience. It's like, that's how it goes. So whatever's exotic, that's the accent it should have.
Okay. All right, Tyson, what else from
you? And
that
goes for male and female sex robots.
Sure.
Like we're not.
We understood that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What else am I up to?
Yeah.
I have a birthday coming up in a couple of days.
Yes.
Oh, and I am going to Sedona, Arizona.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, it is. And just going to have a staycay at a fancy resort up there.
Nice.
With the family.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, have fun with that. Check out Tyson on Instagram, Tyson Apostle. Check out Nature with Tyson. Anything else, guys?
I'm about to buy this hat, Tyson, so I hope
Danny's
they give you a cut of that.
Which one you getting?
I'm not going to tell you until it's
here. I just ordered No Duh.
Okay.
Yep.
Boom.
Order came through.
Boom. All right. Great job, everybody. If the world doesn't end on Sunday, we'll be back with more News AF next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys. Man, what a great episode.